straight to quarters. Run out the guns. Stand by the starboard battery.
One broadside into it, if you please, Captain Bush.
Pointers on target. Linstocks ready.
Aye, aye, sir. Ready.
Fire.
Michael Redgrave as C.S. Forrester's indomitable man of the sea, Horatio Hornblower.
Fascinating to look back down the years and perceive upon what slight hazards one's whole fate depends. The spin of a guinea was to have far-reaching consequences for me. There was no sign of the flagship Pluto at the rendezvous, but it was not long before the Caligula bore up from windward, and Captain Bolton signaled his invitation for me to dine with him. Despite the almost tropical heat, he gave me pea soup, red mullet, a saddle of mutton, and Stilton cheese. We sipped syrupy port and sweltered in his after cabin.
Ah, well, Hornblower. Now I suppose we must wait in idleness for the arrival of Sir Macho Pomposo, our Rear Admiral of the Red.
I must say, sir, I've never thought of Sir Percy Layton in that light.
Well, I have. He's a pompous fool. He got worse since he married Lady Barbara Wellesley. I don't respect an admiral who's no seaman. Oh, there's no telling how long he might be before he gets here. What do you suggest we do?
Well, perhaps one of us might push northward and harry the coast while the other waits for the flagship.
Yes, good suggestion, that. Who? You or me?
There's nothing I'd like better, sir, but the decision must be yours. You're the senior officer of the station.
Yes, well, I'd let you go for old time's sake if I didn't want to go myself. tell you what, Hornblower, I'll be fair. I'll toss you for it. Here's a guinea. King or spade?
Spade.
Then up she goes. Spade it is. Oh, you're a lucky devil, Hornblower. Still, I'm glad you won. You can speak Spanish. That may be an advantage. Now, don't be gone more than 3 days in case his mightiness turns up.
Yes.
And good luck.
Thank you, sir. Had I foreseen what the flick of that coin was to lead to, I might have been less pleased and excited as I stood on my quarterdeck half an hour after dawn the following morning. But disaster was far in the future. The wind was fair, and Cape Creux, just south of the Spanish-French border, was clear on the larboard beam.
Sail ho! Nearly right ahead! A brig, sir! Standing out from the land on the starboard tack!
This is what I hoped for, Mr. Bush.
Yes, sir. I suppose the only way Bonaparte can get supplies to his army in Spain is by slipping them along the coast in brigs under the protection of the shore batteries.
Yes, Spanish roads and Spanish armies afford too many obstacles to the land route.
Mr. Gerard, hoist the colors.
Aye, sir.
And call all hands. Head to cut her off.
Aye, sir.
What's the matter with her, sir? She's making no attempt to escape. She must have seen us.
Very strange. Can she be an English brig? Here, Savage, take your glass and tell me what you can see from the main rigging. There's one thing, Mr. Bush. This is our best point of sailing. We should have the heels of her.
Well, she's fenced right enough, sir. She's wearing her colors. Oh, she's signaling now, sir. Oh, it's a bit hard to read. I've got it, sir. It's the signal M-V.
M-V? What the
Is it in the signals book, Benson?
No, sir. I've been looking for it. It's not in our code.
We'll know soon enough, sir. We're overhauling, huh? No. She's wearing round again. She's trying to get away now.
It's no good, Monsieur. You'll be ours presently. A handsome bit of prize money for us there.
Yes, I can see now what's happened. She saw our red ensign and took it for the red of the tricolor. Remember, ours was a Dutch ship before she was taken and refitted. Our round bows are very like a French ship. That NV must be the private French recognition signal. That's worth remembering. NV.
She's trying to cross the window, sir.
Well, fire a shot across her bows.
Number two gun. A single shot across her bows. Fire! That's done it. She's heaving to.
The flag's coming down. She surrenders.
Silence there. Silence. Mr. Bush, take a boat and board her. Mr. Clark, your prize master, take six hands with you and navigate her to Port Mahon.
Aye, aye, sir.
I speculated on the consternation which the French would experience when they knew that their sea routes were threatened by a British squadron and that their lines of communication were in danger. I turned over in my mind, too, a new idea which the brig's failure to recognize our nationality had given me.
I doubt if anyone on land saw us capture the Amelie, sir. We can still take them by surprise along the coast.
That fact did not escape my notice, Mr. Bush. Now, kindly pay attention. The blue masses on the horizon there are the peaks of the Pyrenees. The road from France to Spain runs along the coast between those mountains and the sea. And what has made the French ensign have it hoisted instead of our own? We shall sail down the coast where we can be seen from the road. Send the hands to breakfast.
Aye, aye, sir.
Yes, sir! An hundred small craft, sir, an anchor round yonder point.
Small craft.
Yes, I can see them from here now, sir. And look, sir, isn't that a tricolor flying from a flagstaff at the point there?
It is, Mr. Bush. That's what I've been looking for. That is a French battery on top of the cliff. 42 planders, probably, with a good range. Furnaces, I expect, for heating the shot to set ships on fire. They can never fight that battery on equal terms. That seems to be a little coasting fleet huddled in the shelter of the guns. Captain Morris?
Aye, sir.
Tell your men to lie down, if you please. I don't want the red coats of the Marines to give us away.
We're getting close in now, sir. You can see the parapets round the battery.
Hope to heaven they don't open fire now. They're well within range. Every yard nearer means more danger than getting out if they discover us. And to lose a mast will mean to lose the ship. Mr. Vincent, hoist the signal MV.
Aye, sir.
Let's hope it means the right thing.
Doesn't seem to mean the wrong thing anyway, sir. They haven't opened fire.
They're signaling in reply, sir. I can't read it. One of them's a swallowtail that we don't use.
Well, the very fact that they're replying shows they can't be sure we're enemies. If they don't fire soon, we'll be too close under their guns for them to reach us. Now, Mr. Bush, do you see that battery on the cliff?
Aye, aye, sir.
Yeah. Well, you'll take the longboat. Mr. Rayner will take the launch. You will land and storm the battery.
By the market. Water, let's
say. At a bare quarter of a mile off. You can go now, Mr. Bush. Back the main topsail.
Aye, aye, sir.
Aye, aye, sir.
Aye, aye, sir.
Throw the guns down the cliff, Mr. Bush. Wreck the battery if you can. But don't stay a moment longer than necessary.
Aye, aye, sir. We're off now.
Helm a lee.
Come here, sir.
Mr. Gerard, put the ship about.
Aye, sir.
Down with that French flag and send up our own.
All right, sir.
Aha, they've opened fire at last.
They hit us too, sir. Somewhere forward, I think.
Thank heaven they're firing at us. If they hit those boats, we'll be in a pretty fix. Mr. Gerard, see if your guns can reach the battery, and be sure they aim carefully. It's no good unless the embrasures can be swept.
Stow the guns! Fire as your guns bear! Steady aim! No! Lift them! Lift them! I can see the dust from the cliff! You're 30 feet too low!
If we can only get a few shots through the embrasure, sir, it'll upset their gunners.
Do it quickly, man. They're firing at our boats now.
What? They've hit the launch.
No, there she is again. She was nearly swamped, but not hit. They're rowing crab fashion. The shots must have smashed her port oars.
They're safe now, sir. They're in the surf. Look, sir, they're landing. The guns are doing better, too, now. That was a hit. And another. Right on the embrasures.
Very good, Mr. Gerard, but you must cease fire now whilst our men are mounting that cliff.
Cease fire! The flag, sir. The flag. It's coming down. The storming party are hauling it down. They've taken the battery.
Mr. Gerard, put the ship about.
Aye, sir.
Send in the quarter boat to take possession of the craft in the bay.
Aye, sir. Quarter boat away.
There's seven craft there, sir. A fine haul. Ah, there go their crews, pulling for the shore in their dinghies. Shall I chase or fire on them?
No, let them go. I've no wish to be burdened with prisoners or to damage our prizes.
Mr. Bush, his party is toppling the guns over, sir. Look at that one. Down the cliff like an avalanche. Blown the magazine, sir. That's the end of the battery at Lanza. And there's Mr. Bush, sir. I can see him waving his sword.
Carry on, Mr. Gerard. I shall go below.
Couldn't shoot well with their advantages. 42 pounders and permanent mounts, 50 feet above the water, and long service soldiers to man them.
Yes, I've seen them shoot worse all the same.
It's a mile and a half, and it's a yard.
Well, more than that.
I'd say it's barely a mile.
Nonsense, why? Good morning, sir.
Your attention, please, gentlemen. I shall also want Mr. Renner and Mr. Hooker. Pass the word for them. Now, will you all use your telescopes and study this place with care? That is Mount Canigou in the background. Where that spur of the Pyrenees runs down to the sea is Cape Cerbera. And that is where Spain ends and France begins.
I suppose those white houses in the center, around the head of the bay, are Port Vendres, sir?
Yes, Mr. Bush. They seem annoyed that a ship should flaunt British colors so close. I trust they'll have greater cause for annoyance ere long. Now, gentlemen, take a look at that ship at anchor there. She's under the protection of the batteries at either side of the bay.
You can see the batteries by the smoke, sir.
Right, sir.
One to the left, one to the right.
Yes, mark them well. I want no mistake made. You, Mr. Gerard, note the battery on the left.
Right,
sir. Mr. Rayner, note the one on the right. Mr. Hooker, you see how the bay curves? You must be able to take a boat straight up to that anchored ship tonight.
All right, sir.
Put the ship on the port tack, Mr. Bush. We must stand out to sea now. The moon rises at 1 o'clock. I shall take good care to be back in our present position at midnight.
Aye, aye, sir. The garrison there will think we're leaving. We'll give them a shock later on.
Hope so. I want this to be a climax to the 24 hours in which we've taken the brig Amelie and destroyed the Lancer battery, gentlemen. That ship sheltering in Port Vendres is to be cut out and taken tonight. An hour of darkness should suffice to effect a surprise. If we're successful, the rising moon will give enough light to bring out the captured ship. If we're unsuccessful, we should be able to see to rally and escape. Mr. Bush, you will remain in charge of this ship.
But, sir, please.
No, Mr. Bush, you may not join the attack. I shall lead it myself. It was very dark, but the stars were glowing clearly, and the Sutherland was stealing landwards like a ghost. The crew was resting on the gangways and the main deck. When the subdued voices of their officers called them, they mustered silently, each division assembling for its particular duty. I checked the position of the ship with Bush and strained my eyes through my night glass for a glimpse of the shore.
Longboat crew here.
Launch crew here, sir.
You can heave to now, Mr. Bush. I trust this expedition will be a success for your sake.
For my sake, sir?
Yes. I'm taking 250 men. If we do not return, you will have barely sufficient crew to navigate the ship to the rendezvous.
Oh, you'll return, sir, and with the French ship. All the same, I wish you'd let me go in your place.
Your duty is here, Bush. See to it. Are the boats overside?
Aye, aye, sir. Here's your barge. Goodbye, sir. Good luck.
Thank you. All right. Move aside, Brown. I shall sit in the stern. Are the oars muffled?
Yes, sir. Keep way there.
The two cutters behind us, Brian.
Right us down, sir. Listen, sir. What's that?
As I expected. The French are rowing a guard round their precious ship. Ready at the oars, there?
All ready, sir.
Now remember, men, cold steel. If any man fires before I do, I'll shoot him with my own hand. Give way. We're in the harbor now. Time the longboat and launch began their attack.
And they're making enough row about it, sir.
By my orders. I want the gunners distracted at the vital moment. There's the guard boat. On to it, men.
I believe I've seen her, sir.
Keep her on!
Straight into her, men.
Ship oars.
Follow me, men. No prisoners. Throw them overboard. Lower that brand. That fellow on the bottom of the boat. Stand clear.
Oh, thanks, sir. He landed that one right on his face. I think that's the lot, so we took him by surprise. They're all dead or unconscious or overside.
Warm work while it lasted.
Yes, sir.
Right, back into the barge, everyone.
Your neck, sir. It's covered with blood. Just let me...
There's no time to waste. There's nothing. Go on. Give way. That'll be the cutters. They've reached the anchored ship. Pull, men. They'll need our help.
They don't seem to have carried the ship at their first rush, sir. Those musket flashes are steady along her bulwarks. That means the crew are defending her.
Yes, there must have been a wake and have rigged netting to repulse any surprise attack. Yes. Now, quietly now, we'll creep round to her disengaged side. Right, one strong pull. Ship oars. Right, now, take hold there. Now, all up the side together and give a cheer. I want them to think we're a big boarding party. Ready? Now. Mr. Longley, you stay with me. Up with you now.
Aye, sir. The netting is rigged, sir. It stretches outwards, too.
Yes, blast the stuff. It's like being a fly in a web. Oh, cut it with your dirk, boy. Don't just hang there.
Yes. Can you reach that bit with your sword, sir? That bit there. It may part enough for us to get through.
So hold tight. Hold on. The whole lot's coming away. We'll be in the sea in a minute.
I'm through, sir. Give me a hand, sir.
Well done, lad. Now. Yes, I'm perfectly safe. Stand your ground. Here comes another rush.
That army, sir. The ship's taken.
Splendid. Mr. Gusto.
Sir.
Cut the cable. Is Mr. Hooker there?
I'm here, sir.
Now get aloft with your boat's crew. Set sail.
Aye, sir. Up with you, my lads. Lively now.
Cut up. We're all right now, sir.
Save yourself congratulations. There's still time for boats to come from shore with reinforcements. But if Rayner and Gerard have failed to take the guns, we'll... have a gauntlet to run.
Brown! Here, sir!
Yes, send up that rocket to let the landing parties know that the ship is taken.
Aye, aye, sir.
Loose the main topsail. Barge's crew, first cutter's crew, man the braces.
Aye, sir!
Benson, and you, Ledley, take the wheel. Hard to starboard.
Hard to starboard it is, sir.
Calls well, sir. This breeze off the land will take us out.
Aye.
Here comes the moon to light us, sir.
What of the French crew, Mr. Hooker?
Killed, wounded, or captured, sir. Some jumped over to swim ashore. Oh, you can enjoy. They're still fighting on land, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be Gerard and Rayner calling the men off.
Very successful operation. How's your boat's crew fared?
Well, I haven't checked yet, sir, but I think the casualties are light. It was a surprise and we swamped them. It's my opinion that... what in blazes is that? Excuse me, sir. There's half a dozen frogs. I mean finches, sir, with an officer hiding in the forecastle.
Oh, who's that? I'll soon winkle them out.
Oh, wait. Wait, Hooker. Follow me. Monsieur, your ship is captured and is in my hands. It's useless to resist. I call on you to surrender.
We come. If we do not surrender, hello.
A pity, but if they chose to die, I couldn't prevent them. Brown, have the barge crew ready to row me to the Sutherland. We shall raise her presently.
Aye, aye, sir.
I'm delighted to see you back, sir. And with a very handsome prize.
Aye.
But, sir, you're wounded. Your neck, your hand.
Oh, don't fuss, Mr. Bush. I'd like some coffee and...
grog for all hands.
Immediately, sir. Was it a good scrap, sir?
What? Oh, mere bickering, Mr. Bush.
Horatio Hornblower, starring Michael Redgrave, is based on the novels by C.S. Forrester. Music composed and conducted by Sidney Torch. Produced by Harry Allen Towers.